Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, es sagt, dass ihr warmes Perk Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Now we're going to discuss the topic of Miyun, something we have mentioned earlier, but let's remind ourselves. Midin Taira. Up until a certain age, a girl can be married off only by her father. She can't get married on her own. But what happens if she doesn't have a father? What happens if her father passed away and she wants to marry? So Midin Taira, she would just have to wait until she's old enough. But Chazal felt, and particularly in that time, for her benefit, it was better there should be a way that she can get married. So Memeila, the Rabbanan instituted a takana by which they would allow her mother or adult brothers to marry her off. This way she's going to have a husband that has to protect her. But when Chazal created this marriage, they also gave her a key to get out of the marriage. She could dissolve the marriage without getting a get. What does she have to do if she doesn't like her husband? Miyun, literally, to refuse. To do miyun, this yesaima, this girl without a father, simply has to say so. She has to say that she doesn't want this husband and it's the end of her marriage. Now, the miyun can only work up until a certain age. Once she reaches adulthood and she didn't do miyun, now she's going to need a get. So we have here some machlokes in between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. We're actually going to see five machlokes in between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel about miyun in our Mishnah, and here is the first of the five. Beis Shammai, Omer the Beis Shammai say, Eime mayin ela arusais. Now remember, marriage is done in two steps. There's the kiddushin called erusin, and then there's the nesuyin, the chuppah, called Nisuyin. The Beis Shammai say this miyun, that she could just say she doesn't want the marriage and there's no more marriage, that's if she's an arusa. Once Nisuyin is done, it's too late. Ubeis Hillel, but the Beis Hillel say, arusa is in Nisuyas. Not only arusa, but even after there's mamish Nisuyin, miyun is still an option. If she doesn't like this marriage, it's a drabbanadik marriage, and the drabbanadik said all she has to do is say, I don't want it. Now the second machlokes in the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai say, Bebal v'loy biyave. Let's say we have this marriage. Her mother married her off. Her brothers married her off. And the husband dies without children. Had the husband still been alive, she could have done miyun. That would have dissolved the marriage. Can she do the same with the yave? Beis Shammai, I mean the Beis Shammai say, no, Bebal, miyun can be used. Say she doesn't want her husband when he's alive, but v'loy biyavim. Can't be used after the husband died to disconnect the yivam relationship. The only thing that's going to get her out of the yavim is we have to wait until she's old enough for chalitza. Whereas ubeis hillel, the beis hillel say b'bal u'biyavim. Miyun can be made both with a husband and a yavim. How does this work? When she's memayin, what's happening is this as if she was never married to the husband to start with. And if she was never married to the husband to start with, if she can effectively use miyun to dissolve the marriage, even though her husband died already, but she can sort of rewrite history as if it never happened, because that's how Chazal set up this marriage, that she has that option. So Memela, once she undoes the original marriage, she doesn't fall to her husband's brother, because this is no longer her husband's brother. Her husband is no longer her husband. Third machlokes. Beis Shammai, and the Beis Shammai say that the Ktana could be Memayin Bifonov. She can't do this not in front of the husband. Ubeis Hillel, it can be Bifonov in front of him. Shaloi Bifonov, but not in front of him. Fourth Machloikis. Beis Shammai, and the Beis Shammai say that the Ktana has to be Memayin Bebezin, only in Bezin. And this has to be in front of a Bezin of three expert Dayanim. That means they have Smicha, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ubeisil Laimrim Bebezdin, Vishalai Bebezdin. The Basila Maida, she has to mean in front of a Bezdin. But it doesn't have to be an expert Bezdin, it doesn't have to be a Bezdin with Smicha. Omrulhen Beisil Beis Shammai, the Basila said to the Beis Shammai, and this is really the fifth machloikis, Meme'enes Vehikatana. She could be Memayan. As long as she's a ketana, afila arba v'chamisha pa'amim. In other words, She says no to this husband. They try a different husband. She says no to that husband. She tries a different husband. The Beshami said to the Beis Hillel, Ein B'nai Yisrael Hefker. The B'nai Yisrael are not Hefker. This would be considered like a pritzos. Ella rather, M'ma'enes, she could be M'mayan once. When she's not happy with the husband that her mother and brothers picked for her, then M'mtenes, she has to wait until she grows up. She grows up, she gets married, and then she can only get out with a get. What if it's within her interest not to wait? Okay, so you want to try a second husband? This is how we're going to do it. Erison and right away Nisuyan. Remember, the Beis Shammai hold that Mian only works if she was an Arusa. Once there's Nisuyan, you can't do Mian anymore. Normally, they used to wait between Erison and Nisuyan, either a year or at least 30 days. So we don't do that. We do Kiddushin and Nisuyan under the Chuppah. When the times of Chazal, they would first do the Kiddushin, then they would wait 12 months. So the Beis Shammai say, look, she didn't like her first husband. We can't have her going from husband to husband. There's going to be a second husband over here, only under these conditions. Erison, and immediately in the Suyan, so she doesn't have a chance of a second meal. So again, Omer len Beis Shammai, Ein B'nai Yisrael Hefker. There are two options. Ella rather, Mima Enes, let her do Mian, but that's it, we tried. It didn't work. Umam tenis, now she has to wait out she tagdil until she grows up. The second etza is, usamoyin, let her do miyun, and right away, with the second husband, erison visinasi, and a suyin right away. So we lock her in. That's what the Beis Shammai want. They don't want her going from husband to husband. So again, quickly chazing over the five machlaikis in here between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel in regard to miyun. Machlaikis number one, the Beis Shammai say, miyun is only for an arusa. Once she had Nisuyan, she can't be Mamayan anymore. The Beis Hillel say, even for Nisuyas. Even after Nisuyan, she still could be Mamayan. As long as she's still underage. The Beis Shammai say, second Machloikis, Mian is only by a husband, not by a Yavim. If he dies and she falls Leyivim, she's going to have to wait till she gets older and do Chalitza. Mian is not an option. The Beis Hillel say, no, Mian could work here also. Because when she says no, she dissolves the original marriage. If she dissolves the original marriage, she doesn't fall Leyivim. The third machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel in our Mishnah, the Beis Shammai say, Mian has to be in front of the husband. The Beis Hillel say, either in front of him or not in front of him. Machloikis number four, the Beis Shammai say, that the Ketana has to be Mamayan only in Bezdin, in front of a Bezdin of three Dayanim Mumchim. That means they have Smicha. Smicha goes all the way up to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Beis Hillel say, no, Bezdin or Shaloi Bezdin doesn't have to be professional Bezdin. The fifth Machloikis, the Beis Hillel, said to the Beis Shammai that she could be Mamayan as long as she's a Ketana, even four or five times. In other words, she tried out four or five husbands. The Beis Shammai say, Ein B'nai Yisrael Hefker. She has one chance to do Mian afterwards. That's it. She has to wait until she gets older. Or she does Mian, and right away, Arusa and the Suyan. But she has to be locked into the next marriage. She can't just go from one husband to the next.